Hey everyone, this is Gary K, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. Today we're focusing on a display company, Optima. There's only about, if you're there 3 days, you might be able to go to 50 booths over 3 days. And I feel like we're going to focus on during these pre-Infocom sessions, those companies that you really need to go by and see. Optima is one of those. I'm joined with Brian Soto, who is the Director of Product Management. Hey Brian, how are you doing?
Hey Gary, I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. You are in the hall with all the other display companies in the West Hall, W1009. Optima's right. Always sort of had a different story. They've always taken a different take. They've always kind of looked at the industry a little bit differently. What can we expect at this year's Infocom show? Like what kind of new stuff will we be able to see what will you be unveiling?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Thank you for having me here. Yeah. We will be showcasing a few new products. One of the products I guess I need to mention is our new interactive flat panels. They'll come with EDLA licensing or enterprise device licensing agreement certification, which allows users or customers to use the entire Google Play library. So they'll have access to Google Drive, Google Docs, YouTube, you name it.
Okay.
These panels will have 8 microphone arrays, and they'll have speakers, 2 subwoofers, and with sensor boxes that will measure air temperature, humidity.
Oh, wow. So they're collaboration boards that are also environmentally sensitive.
Exactly.
So what's going on in the room. And what kind of software is it? Is it Windows-based, or is it Google-based, or does it matter?
It's built in Android.
Whatever Android app you want to put on it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But you have the option to implement Windows if you wanted to with an external PC.
Okay. So interactive displays. What else? What I know you are big on projection. Are we going to see any new projectors?
Oh, yes. We will have new projectors. Our main focus will be kind of 7,000 lumens and above, but you'll be able to see our new 4K projectors. These are fixed lens. We have them in 2 flavors. One is the ZK810T, which is a standard throw projector. And then we will have the first projector in the market, I believe, is going to be our short throw 4K projector, 8,500 lumens. So it's the reason I say first is because it's the first fixed lens. So lens integrated, it will have a telecentric lens. You can lens shift it and manipulate it anywhere you want. So we're excited about that
project. Yeah, that's interesting. What form factor is that in? What is it? Does it look like a regular projector, or is it wide? Or what kind of form factor is it?
Well, if you think about the 8,000 lumens and above projectors that were before, dual lamp, maybe quite some time ago, the form factor will be great. I mean, it's a very compact design projector. It will be laser, it will be at least 3 times smaller than what you.
But it's a center-mounted standard lens projector that's just very bright. But it has a short throw lens built into it. Like it comes with a short throw lens.
That's right. Yeah, the short throw SKU comes with a short throw lens, and the other SKU comes with a standard throw lens.
Okay. And you said 3 things. What's the third one?
In terms of products, we also have our high brightness projector. So we'll have a 22,000 lumens projector. These are interchangeable lens projectors. Uh-huh. Have different lens options, throw ratios. They are built in blending and warping. And we will be blending up above the booth using our nano processors, which are some processors that you can do edge blending and warping using camera-based technology.
Okay. So interactive displays, short throw projectors, and large venue projectors, very bright, 22,000 lumens and above projectors. Exactly. Y'all are still all DLP?
We are still all DLP. Okay. We are proud of the DLP technology. It's very accurate, especially for 4K UHD. Mm-hmm. You can see the sharpness, and it has a great performance.
So the 22,000 lumens projector, are they three chip or single chip?
That's a good question, because before, any projectors that were 20,000 lumens and above, they were three chip, right? Yeah. Now the technology is advanced and it is so good that now we're able to achieve 20,000 lumens plus with one single chip DLP.
Okay. Wow. So this is all in the West Hall booth 1009. Am I missing anything? Is that it? That's pretty awesome.
Come along, because we spoke about the products, but our focus is solution. So if you come and see the solutions, we'll have mapping, blending, warping, you name it. So come along and see us.
Well, congratulations on all the work that y'all have put into this. And Brian, I appreciate you joining me today. Of course, we're going to go around and shoot videos on all these products we just talked about during the show. So if you're watching this after show, go to raypubs.com/infocom and type in Optima in the video search window. Otherwise, we're actually going to, in the meantime, we have all our Infocom news there. Or you can go to Optima.com and you can see some of that stuff now at Optima.com. Brian, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Gary.